Hello, and welcome to Social Minds Podcast. Now, this is episode one. It is the 8th of September, Sunday, the 8th of September, and Sunday's quite a different day to start a podcast, but hopefully I can continue that. Sunday's a great day for me to record a podcast, so I hope you guys are having an amazing week, Sunday, or whatever day or whatever time you're listening to this, wherever you are in the world. So what is, first of all, Smart Minds podcast? Well, my name is Alicia Withy, and for the last year and a half, I have been running a very small social media marketing agency in the heart of North London. And, you know, I started off as a general social media marketer, and then I realized that it was definitely a passion of mine. I've always loved technology, and, you know, as far back as I can remember, always loved the internet, always loved connecting with people online, and just very, very social online. So I started as a social media marketer, and then decided I wanted to kind of branch out and not just only become a self-employed social media marketer, but I wanted to include other people in my business. I wanted to not only help business owners, but I wanted to connect with other creatives to kind of learn from them, and we could, you know, use our resources to help business owners even more. So without actually realizing that there were many other people setting up agencies, it's something that I did. And I realized it was a natural thing. People were starting social media marketing agencies, and I thought to myself, wow, I did this all with intuition, and I'm just loving the journey so far. I'm not gonna lie, it's really hard work. You know, I have two little children. I live in London. For the most part, I'm a single parent. You know, I have a partner who doesn't live with us full time. So, you know, got a lot on my plate, but I absolutely love what I do, and I'm loving the journey. I'm loving using my intuition and being self-taught. You know, I didn't have no marketing background, no sales background, no social media background, even no technology background. But it's just using my intuition and my skills and experience of what I knew already, and putting it all together, and then realizing that it's definitely something that I want to go forward with, and it's definitely something that I enjoy. So that's a little bit of the background. So my mission in my business and everything I do relating to what I do every day, marketing, social media, in my agency, is to help people grow. So help business owners grow, whether they're small businesses, medium-sized businesses. I can't exactly cater to large businesses at the moment, but, you know, solopreneurs, individual business owners, I want to help them grow. So I can't, you know, do that alone. It requires me to have a team of people behind me. So I'm, you know, slowly building up a very small team of creatives. So I'm learning how to, you know, connect with the right people, you know, learning how to recognize, you know, people's talents, recognize how they're unique and how they're different, and, you know, starting to learn about who you can trust and how you can trust them, how you can work with people without, you know, experience, how you can do all these different things. So it's definitely a journey, but it's just so much fun, and I just love to learn, and it's something that's so challenging every single day. So my goal is to help business owners grow while also helping creatives live the life of their dreams by doing what they want to do and what they're passionate about doing every day through my business model. So that's my business background for the most part, and a little bit about my mission and kind of what the podcast is directed towards. But today's subject, I wanted to start off with something which is, you know, in the media, in you know, around social media, any kind of marketing professionals and experts talk a lot about talk a lot about the mental health issues associated with social media, especially among the younger generation, but not just the younger generation, how it's affecting adults and the general population too. So I am obviously an advocate of social media. I absolutely love it. I believe it's, well, not just social media, but the internet in general is one of the best creations, you know, ever. It's a way for people to create and express everything and anything they want, and share it with the rest of the world. And it's so powerful, and used in the right way, it's life-changing and incredible, the power of social media and the internet. So I am a huge advocate of social media. I believe it's also great for introverts, people who, you know, cannot express themselves in, you know, real social situations, but are able to express themselves better through, you know, writing or videos, or, you know, creating a blog, podcast even. So I'm a huge advocate of social media. So I love to defend social media and the positives and the benefits of social media. So when I hear, you know, news stories, which, you know, kind of sheds negative light on social media and the internet. So I just love to defend the benefits of, you know, what it offers people. And, you know, it gives people a voice. It gives people, it puts the power back in people's hands. You know, years and years ago, we were, you know, it was all about propaganda. You know, we were marketed to, and there's nothing we could have done about it. We didn't have a voice. We were not on the radio. We were not on the TV. You know, it's a certain group of people, and they were, you know, all putting out the same message. And, you know, whether we agreed or disagreed, there's nothing we could, we couldn't voice our opinions to a wider scale. But now, you know, the power is back in the people's hands. And the gift of social media and the internet is something that we definitely cannot take for granted, and definitely not turn the other way. We have to defend the positives and really, really not, you know, not make it just something that, you know, has a negative connotation to it. So I would like to talk today about, you know, social media and, you know, the general effect and what's going on with the metrics of social media and how that relates to the psychology of posting and audience and, you know, likes and shares and following and things like that. So just recently, I don't know if any of you have heard, but Instagram, which, as you all probably know, is a social network, which is actually owned by Facebook, have recently decided to take away the like count on each post. So as far as I know, they've already, you know, done it in Australia, they've done it in different parts of the world, and soon it will be a global thing. So Instagram will remove the amount of likes shown to people on individual posts. So if you see a post now, in countries that, you know, it hasn't taken effect, you'll see that there's a post, and you'll see exactly how many likes that post got, and you'll be able to see the people who actually like or reacted to those posts. Well, that's gonna stop pretty soon all around the world, and it'll say something like Joe Blogs and others liked this post, rather than 135 people liked this post. So you know, there's a lot of conversation around it on how does this affect you know, influencers. So influencers are those, you know, people who are on social media and they have quite a big following, and brands of all shapes and sizes pay influencers in certain ways. They can pay them through products, or they pay them through, you know, money. you know, how is that going to affect them? Because if you know, they don't have such a following, or if it's not shown that they have such a following, how is that going to affect them? But on the flip side of it, you know, it's going to stop the negative connotation of what social media does, the psychology of, you know, people posting, and what it does to their self-esteem when they don't get as many likes as they'd like, or as they were expecting, or they're not getting as many likes as their friend or someone, or as their competitor, what that's doing, you know, to their mental state. So, there was so much, you know, news, there was so much like stories in the news and in the media. And you know, it's a really smart move from Facebook and Instagram to take away the like count. I think it's a really, really significant change. And I'd be very interested to see how the dynamics change in the industry of social media. So I guess it's one good thing to look forward to, because there'll be more people, you know, wanting to express themselves and not being worried about how many likes they get. And you know, it will take away that general fear that you know, that we all have it. You know, that judgment that we put on ourselves. Am I good enough? Is my content good enough? Am I saying the right thing? Am I, you know, making a fool out of myself? Am I being too transparent? Am I not being transparent enough? All these questions that go around in our head before we post anything. Sometimes, you know, we still post, and you know, we then sit and wait and to see people's reactions and get feedback, and you know, what kind of impression are we making? Or sometimes we don't make those posts because we judge ourselves so harshly. You know, we may pull back and say, actually, I don't think I'm ready to do that. I'm not ready to expose that part of me. So I really think it's really a way for us to be able to express ourselves with much more freedom. And it's going to be an exciting change. Well, I'm excited about it. I'd love to know what you guys think of it, whether you have any comments on you know, vanity metrics in general, or what do you think about this, you know, this whole negative connotation around social media and what it does to self-esteem and confidence. And what do you think about the new change of removing like counts on posts? Do you agree with it? Do you think it's a good move? If you're an influencer, maybe you have a different point of view about it. I'd love to know your opinions, guys, and I'm super excited about it. So I wanted to share that news with you. Welcome to my podcast. I don't know how often I'm going to do this. Hopefully weekly. That'll be great, right? So thank you so much for listening. I will try and make the next podcast not as long. This was super long because I don't really know what I'm doing, to be honest with you. And I wanted to give you a bit about the background and yeah, kind of get used to it. But I kind of like this. It's pretty cool because I can, you know, have my hair anyway. I can even not wear makeup. I could be in my dressing gown. You'd never know, right? That's the great thing about a podcast. So anyway, I'm not in my dressing gown, just so you know. Anyway, I hope you guys have an amazing day, whatever you're doing. And I look forward to your comments or your feedback. And I'd really appreciate if you share, or you know, check out some of my other content. That's at Social Media Smart Bus on Instagram, and it's Smart Bus Agency London on Facebook. And yeah, you can pretty much find me all over the internet. So have a great day, guys, and I'll speak to you soon.